Hayden Winnington began driving to Luckenbach, Texas before most people had ever heard of it. He remembers the days when you might be the only person in town sitting under the shade trees next to the general store. Over time, the crowds grew, and he would even be employed by the place. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Max Armstrong. Every day for generations, America's farmers have been rising before the sun to work the land, to feed our families, to feed the world. With just 365 sunrises to get it done, they'll put food on the table for 7 billion people this year. Celebrate National Ag Day on March 25th, 2014. You'll find some great ideas at agday.org. Agriculture, 365 sunrises, and 7 billion mouths to feed.
Many people believe Luckenbach, Texas became famous when Waylon Jennings sang about the town in 1977. But for some, it was another song by Jerry Jeff Walker that began the search for this tiny place.
The Viva Trilingue album in 1973, it was kind of like a mission to find out where it was recorded. So got my map out and made my way down here, and it was kind of like Mecca at the time.
Hayden Whittington began making a regular trek here to play music and soak in what was mostly a ghost town.
At the time, it was very few people, actually. It was a lot of locals. They come in and play dominoes and checkers. If you came during the week, there was a good chance that, you know, you'd be the only person in the bar besides the bartender.
But the crowd of a couple dozen swelled to several hundred with the next hit here in Luckenbach.
The Waylon song in 77 made it really an international stop for people. We still get people from all over the globe wanting to come see if we're real or not.
Hayden kept coming to town over the years as his job would allow. He's one of the cogs that keeps Luckenbach running, and that can be quite a task some days.
And there could be over 1,000 people here. Some of the bigger name bands, Reckless Kelly, Sleep at the Wheel, when they're here, they always bring in big crowds. When it gets warm, we'll have hundreds of motorcycles through here on the weekend. So just, you know, several hundred of our closest friends every weekend.
And plenty do come here every day to a town made famous by its music. Traveling the countryside in Luckenbach, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.